the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have a question for you, and I know it's early, but I want you to think about this. If someone is working in your home, do you offer them food if you're cooking? Or better yet, if you're working in someone's home and they offer you food, do you eat it? Let's talk about it. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
My mom's home from MD Anderson. She has in-home health care. And a very wonderful nurse by the name of Lauren has been coming by. I was making taco burgers yesterday.
Oh.
Now, the house is smelling like burger. I'm like, God, I can't believe this poor woman's in here with that. But it's good. It's good food. So she's about to leave, and Otto asks her, hey, do you want a taco? There was like a pause, and she's like, well, I don't turn food down. And so he packed her. You know, he was so nice. He packed her up a plate.
Nice.
But then he says, do you
want
to eat
here? She had already made the comment that, oh, it smells good in
here.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But then he says, do you want to eat here or you want to take it with you? She's like, oh, I'll take it. And I thought, she's going to toss this plate because I don't want to eat food from somebody else's house. But at the same time, you don't want to be rude. You want to offer people food.
Well, wait.
Oh, see, that's where we differ because.
Who's going to toss the food out?
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you even, Do you always trust people?
She saw you were making it in a clean kitchen.
Washing my hands every time.
Brand new food and the brand new cut vegetables. Everything was fresh.
Yeah. I don't think you stop and take a plate because then that's, yeah, I don't think a nurse who's an at-home caregiver would be like, you know what, I'm just going to take these people's food and throw it in the trash.
I don't necessarily always trust people's cooking.
She saw you cooking.
That's not the point.
Well, hold on. Why don't you trust everybody else's cooking?
Because I don't know if they wash their hands. I don't know how old the food has been. I know that's weird, but I'm already weird about it at a restaurant. Like, if I go into a restaurant and the salt and pepper shakers are dirty, no.
First of all, Dana will clean them.
I will clean them, and I won't go back. Because the staff should be cleaning. Like, I'm weird about that. And I used to be a waitress. Yeah. And so those things matter. Like, I clean the menus off every time someone left. I was cleaning the salt and pepper shakers, the ketchup, like the mustard. Anyway, back to this. Are you down to eat? Like, you're so...
Yes. I worked in the service business for a very long time. I did pest control and tree service for 10 years.
Because your dad owns a pest control company.
And I would always be in people's houses, and I always felt special when somebody was making food, and they'd be like, hey, would you like some of this? Or do you want something to drink? It's hot out there. So whenever somebody comes into my home, and they're working at my home, I always offer them something, a drink or food. I mean, when the construction guys were there all last year, how many times did they eat at our house?
Oh, I know. I gave them tamales from 2 weeks ago.
Exactly.
You're right. I actually did. I gave them
and
tamales.
And that's why I always do it, because it made me feel good when I was at other people's house. It made me feel more welcome.
So would you eat, though, every time?
Yes, every time. I mean, granted, the people's houses I were at were multimillionaires, and they had a cooking staff, and they'd be like, hey, let me get the chef to make you some breakfast. And I'd be like, Ooh. Oh, all day.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, I'd have stayed and ate there, too. I just didn't want her to feel uncomfortable, because I know for me, if someone offers me food, I'm going to say yes out of kindness. But in the end, if I don't know you, I probably won't eat it. And then I feel bad because the food just goes to waste.
Well, wait, is that... that's weird.
You shouldn't take the food if you're not going to eat it, though.
Yeah, that's rude to say no.
No, you just say, hey, I'm not hungry. I'm good.
I just ate.
In the long run,
that's a lie.
In the long run, it's way more rude to throw the food away.
But they won't know. I keep thinking...
And it's a waste of food,
I keep thinking, I wonder if she threw the taco away or if she ate it.
I doubt that.
I'll ask her next time she's here.
Those tacos were delicious.
Yeah, and Lauren, today... What's today? Thursday?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Lauren.
Happy birthday, Lauren.
She told me today was her birthday. She ain't up. She was probably out last night. Anyway, okay.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just start dating somebody and you see that they got a message on a dating app on their phone or whatever, and it looks a little suspicious, I think you have a right to go through their phone. I mean, just peek, not necessarily go back in time like a year or whatever. But if you see that and you ask them, who is this? And they say work and it does not look work related. Why not? Dating is tough. My girlfriends are successful, beautiful women, and they can't find good people.
I'm not going to 100% cosign on going straight through the phone, but you have the right to do some investigating.
Yeah, or the right to a down in the DM, you know, which is exactly what happened.
I think you have more right to a down in the DM than going through the phone.
Nice approach.
Yeah. I like that. Okay.
It's a win-win for us.
Chloe sent me a direct message, and she said, you know, my boyfriend Leo, I really like him. Everything's going well. Who is this lady he's talking to? I pretended to be this woman. Turns out he was messaging this person, but it was a long time ago. It was all innocent. It did not go down in the DM.
We together. Why would I do
like that? I mean, Chloe, really?
Babe,
wow.
Listen, I'm sorry, but those messages were just too much.
I didn't want to meet her. So you and I are together. Why would I do
Why didn't you tell her then?
Why? That sounds stupid. You don't just hit up a girl to be like, hey, I'm sorry, I got a girlfriend now.
Yeah, first of all, that's exactly right. Second of all, who are you?
He's like, you're right, but who are you? We explained to him, obviously, if you just turned the radio on, we explained to him who we were and what was happening. The thing that, you know, there's so many layers. Let me unwrap the first layer. She sees a message. It's not work-related. He lies and says it is.
She's going through his phone. That's the first
thing. No, the notification popped up.
Okay, she's screen-gazing then.
Now we do the down on the DM. Everything's cool. She's figured out it's all good. Now we can move on forward with the relationship. I trust you. He lied. He said it was work-related. It wasn't. It was somebody he was talking to before they got together. He just didn't want to tell the girl, I have a girlfriend. Because you guys say, Otto, and you say it sounds stupid.
Yes, it does.
It sounds stupid to tell somebody.
Because you don't want to, like, you don't do outreach to people when you're like, hey, I'm in a new relationship. Let me tell everybody I've
seen. Everybody knows.
Yeah, let me tell
you could change your status on your social media, I guess.
That's usually the best way to go about it, to keep it, like, pretty smooth and easy. I think she let her intuition, quote-unquote, get the best of her in a situation. But it's a repairable thing.
Oh, 100%.
But now he knows.
No, the second she does this, I'm done. Because it already shows. It already shows that she's crazy.
Not crazy. You got the message and you lied and I'm crazy. You're making me crazy. You lied. This man lied to her and said it's work. It was not
work. He doesn't
work.
Have to answer everything to her. This is a brand new relationship.
So he lies? He gets to lie and you get to call her out for it, Otto?
It really wasn't a lie.
It was a
lie. It really wasn't a lie.
Was it work-related, yes or no?
He's trying to put in some work.
No.
It was. The old him was, not the new him.
So he did tell the woman, or me, right? I'm pretending to be this lady, Amanda. No, I have a girlfriend now. But he lied to our girl, Chloe.
I'm still dropping her the second that she does any of this.
Good,
stuff.
Because you're a liar.
I'm not a liar. She's the weirdo going through everything.
Either I'm going to drop her and run away, or I'm going to kind of get turned on. This kind of craziness is hot.
You all love toxic guys. At least she likes me that women,
much.
Anthony.
At least she likes me that much.
You're like a battered male.
The thing that really upsets me is that you're blaming her for his lie. I'm sorry, but you're wrong. What, is she a little neurotic? Yeah, because she saw the message. He says it's work. She saw what she saw. She said, that's not work. And now Otto's saying, dump her.
Dating nowadays, you got to keep your head on a swivel.
You do.
You never know. I was in not this situation, but I was with a woman who we were hooking up. She was over at my place a lot. I was wondering, why don't I ever go to your place? It's because she was still living with her ex.
Oh, see?
And what? So, like, you got to do your investigation. So I understand where Chloe was coming from.
She actually
lived with him. And I was like, what are you doing? They actually shared streaming accounts and everything together still. It was
Sharing a bedroom?
I didn't stick around for that.
You don't know, nor do you care at this point, right?
Yes, exactly.
And that's why you feel for this woman. Mm-hmm. The fact that you're, Otto, I'm so disappointed.
I'm sorry, I guess I have zero tolerance policy over here.
He lied. 877-730-DCS1. If you're newly single, right? Maybe you got a divorce, or maybe you've never even been married and you're out here. You're out here in this sea of guppies. we need some big fish. Is it okay to kind of go through someone's phone in the beginning if you see a...
No.
If you see a weird message and they lie about
it's never okay to go through someone's phone.
Call now. Let's talk about it when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You're just dating. It's a tough world out there. It is tough out there. Can you go through someone's phone if you see a random weird message and they lie about it? I say yes. All right, we got calls coming in. Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What is your name?
Elizabeth,
is it okay to go through someone's phone if clearly they've told you a lie about what it is you're seeing?
I'm conflicted. If it's early in the relationship, no, because that shows trust issues. If you've been together, you know, over a year, yes.
Maybe.
To be honest, I was with my ex for 15 years. I never went through his phone. Something in my gut told me to go through his watch, and he was cheating.
Oh, no!
Not the Apple Watch! No!
What did you find? What did you see?
Explicit pictures with escorts and, you know what? Like, in that instance, I wish I would have gone through it, but I'm not that type of person to go through people's phones and Yeah, I feel like, but I feel bad. I feel like he was upset. I hope he doesn't break up with her because he seemed really mad.
Oh. He did seem mad. I don't think he's going to break up with her because here's what I'm, and I want to establish
this. It's a major red flag.
It's a red flag that he lied. Had he just said, yes, yeah, it's an old
dating app. They just got together. He doesn't have
Had he just said, this is an old message. This is a girl I talked to in the past. None of this would have ever happened. Yet Otto wants to blame this poor woman.
She's the one who went through his phone. Sorry.
I think he should have told the truth, but I think she should have confronted him and not gone through it. And also, it would have been kind of weird if he reached back out and they hadn't talked for a while and he said, hey, I have a girlfriend. Because I've had guys tell me that, and we hadn't talked in months. And he's like, I have a girlfriend. I can't talk to you. And I'm like, well, we weren't even talking anyway.
Exactly. It's like the most lame thing to do.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
Elizabeth's like, happy for you. I forgot about you.
Exactly.
Why are you reaching out?
I forgot.
You know what I wish you'd done? I wish you would have gone through your man stuff earlier. I'm so distraught that you went through his Apple Watch. And he was so conniving that he separated his phone from his watch.
I want to know how you reacted to that. What did you? How did you confront him?
Did you tell him right away, or did you wait? Did you plot? Did you scheme a little bit?
Well, I was not at home when he did all of that and met up with them. So I told him when I got back home, and we're done. So
how hard was that after 15 years? That's
It's hard because we have two kids also. So it's hard.
Yeah,
Elizabeth, was he paying to hang out with these women?
I don't know because I couldn't, at that point I did start going through his emails and I found like a payment of $1 to someone, but I feel like that's just to test it. Maybe he did it other ways. I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah.
But she had our address, which is really concerning.
Yeah, that's scary. He didn't even care about your safety or the safety of your children.
No, not at all. So
I'm so glad you had, the strength. Really, that's what it is strength to leave after 15 years, because I know some people who've stayed and who are still with the person who does
they
these kind of things.
They just look the other way,
They just look the other way.
Yeah.
And I think it's dangerous not only because of the address, but also this person could give you God knows what, or they're not.
Oh
they're really not thinking about you or your children at all. You are. You are. Oh, Elizabeth.
Yes.
Well, next time, go through that phone, girl. See, no wonder you're conflicted. All right.
I
love
will.
You.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Love you, girl. Thanks
love
for
y'all.
Listening. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
See, imagine if, just tell the truth and none of this happens. I'm so hurt for her. And I'm going to share this, and it might be a little too much, but one of our good friends, her husband got caught. He got arrested.
Oh.
Soliciting a woman.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he was in jail.
I remember this.
Yeah, the whole family found out. It was so embarrassing. The poor wife was distraught. And she stayed with him. Like, she's still with him. And the trust is just not there. But they've been married, almost 20 years. So she just doesn't want to leave. I don't know. I
that would almost be harder to forgive somebody for that kind of action.
Oh my God!
Stay with them.
What are you doing?
Because they know how to go do that again. I don't.
He's going to go back.
Yeah, I don't know how you could forgive a person for that.
And that's why Elizabeth left. Because if you're forgiving someone for that, they're not going to respect you, and they're going to continue their ways because they're going to know they can get away with it. 877-730-DCS1.
Because if he's going to do that, there's no relationship. It's just what it is.
That's just, you're not spending my money on that.
I'm not trying to justify anything, but I'm just saying
you're not coming back into my bed after you do that and got, seriously, you are risking our lives. You're risking the lives of my children. Like, there are so many levels to this. And I feel, I'm not even mad at the worker. I'm mad at you. What are you doing? Like,
you can't be mad at the worker. They're just doing their job.
You know what? That is a whole different conversation. If we can have that conversation also, are you going through someone's phone? I mean, with what Elizabeth just said, I'm going to go through Otto's phone when we'll be back, okay?
Have at it. It's right there.
Call us now.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I don't know how I feel about this. Tom Brady used a blood sample to duplicate his dog, Lua. What?
To clone his dog.
Yeah, so his new dog is Junie. This is the new lady in his life that some fans are very upset about because I guess he's invested in this lab that does this. They do cloning.
Colossal Biosciences.
Okay, Colossal Biosciences. They clone someone who lost their pet. You take a sample in of their blood or whatever. I don't know if you do that. I guess before, obviously, where you have to plan for this. and they will create an exact duplicate of your pet, except it's not exactly the pet because your pet is gone.
Yeah.
But maybe you loved your pet. I mean, he always loved his dogs very much.
So it's from the same DNA, right? That
it's the same DNA. Yeah, Anthony. And I'm very conflicted about how I feel about it, because if you're doing it with dogs, then you're starting to think about it with people.
I think this is the first step. I mean, he paid $50,000 to have his dog cloned.
Chump change for Tom Brady. Well,
yeah, it is, but that's an expensive dog.
But there's also some people out there who are saying, if I had it, I would do it right away.
Of course. And, a lot of people have already done it. Like, this isn't new. It's making...
Barbra Streisand did it with her dog.
Yeah, it's making the rounds because it's Tom Brady, right? That's why he's a rich guy. He's a football commentator. He's Giselle's ex-husband.
Mm-hmm. He has trouble holding on to anything that's not his marriage.
Pretty much. Like,
he won't let go of anything. Yeah, he won't let go of his dog, his NFL career, anything.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. He should have retired. He would have not had to let go of his wife. But anyway, I have issues with it. I think that it's okay to miss your pet, and I understand that. But to create another one is such a fine line.
I'd do it.
What?
I have no doubt in my mind. If I had $50,000 extra dollars and I could clone Didi, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Otto, that is weird.
Why is it weird?
It's not her. It's not her dog.
Like, I've been reading up on this, and
it's not the same dog.
Because they're not going to have the exact same experiences, but they're the same DNA, and she's a good dog, and his dog will probably be a good dog as well.
And then you start crossing the line, and you're like doing something with kids and stuff, like creating other humans, or I don't know, like going back and doing DNA with my grandma or something. It doesn't sound right for me. It sounds like it's not cool. I'm just going to take a blood sample and just Nana's back.
Dang, dude.
That's not okay. It doesn't sound like a good idea to me. I just read that scientists are going to bring back a pterodactyl.
Oh.
Ooh, that'd be kind of cool to see.
It will eat your face.
Mm. But cool to go look at, as long as they keep it in a cage.
For 5 minutes, and then you're gone.
Definitely would not clone my dog, because I'm not going to spend $50,000 to pick up after another animal. That's crazy. Like, if I clone you for 50 racks, you better be able to pick up after yourself, dude.
Didn't you have, like, four of the same dogs? And you'd have to spend any money, Anthony.
Yeah, dude. Growing
Hello?
Up. We have four different sheltered lab pit bull mixes.
Same
and they
dog,
were
right?
All same Max. Same Max, same black dog.
They look the same, right?
Yeah, dude. Just go get a sheltered dog. They all look the same anyway.
I was going to say, Tom Brady, you ain't got nothing on Anthony's mother. She's been way ahead of the game.
She's cloning Max before he even existed.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.